If you're on the internet, bribery says come, come. Best beg wait, they stays up, you dumb dumb. Swordman censors the internet all day. Even Pobardi can't change the censoring ways. Sword Manzer, Pastor Lynch says after you. Sword Manzer, if he shoots your ass or through. Sword Manzer, them Nimbusters after you. Sword Manzer, if they try to eat you, you're through. Them were you nuts, these are really crazy clowns. When will they learn they kept little Manzer faggots down? Sword Manzer censors the internet all day. Even Nimbus can't change his faggot ways. Sword Manzer, Pastor Lindstedt's after you. The Sword Manzer Show! If he sues your ass, you're through. Do-do-do. Sword Manzer, Pastor Lindstedt's after you. Sword Manzer, if he sues your ass, you're through. Sword Manzer, them Nimbusters after you. Sword Manzer, if they challenge your ass, you're through.
I don't know. I'm kind of tempted to unblock guest number 6.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
There's always ways to control the targets if it turns out to be one stone.
Yeah.
But what would you do with that? You know, somebody said it takes a whole bunch of targets to make up the turn.
Well, actually, I'm thinking of just wrapping up the show myself because it's almost 2:30 in the morning here anyway. So, thank you guys.
I'm going to try to do a show sometime this week on my blog talk.
Oh, that sounds good. I'll definitely call in.
I'll try to do a show, but I only get a 45-minute show, so you know we'll make talk about. I may do a show. It might be Thursday sometime. I'll do a show.
Okay.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with eventually thinking of switching that over to talk show where you've got unlimited time. So.
Well.
Yeah.
You know. With Blog Talk, I can easily keep everything in check on Blog Talk.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Talk Show seems to be, you know...
Wild West.
Out of control.
Yes.
And, you know, and I just don't... But I really do wish that maybe Pastor Minset would try to take up my suggestion, maybe getting a co-moderator for his show. So no one can show or anything. You know... Maybe get Frank and Wigger or Northwest or somebody to kind of be on the other end to take over in case something were to happen, or maybe they can get the keys to one of his stream names or something, and they could take over. You know, I mean, just a suggestion to help him out.
Yeah, but I think he should just block people from. He should mute everybody. He should just have it mute all, and then block the chat also.
And, you know, Eli James should unblock his chat so we can screw with him. Just kidding.
Yeah. But, you know, people can post if you're logged in, so it's no problem.
Yeah.
You know, that's the whole thing.
All right, well, I'm going to hop off here. Y'all have a good one there, and take it easy.
Okay, then. Pulling in there.
Hey, I can let go.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, and that was the intern. And any last thoughts there, Lloyd?
Not really. Just hope you have a good week and everything. And don't know when Joe Paterno's going to pass on. I don't know.
Maybe we'll help him. We'll push him over the edge there.
All right, you have a good night.
All right, then. You too. Bye-bye. Okay, and that was Lloyd Davies, ladies and gentlemen, and yes, and this is the news guy, and next week, we'll see you all next week, and I'm going to be heading off to Betty Bye, because I'm very tired right now. Anyway, all right. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, come on. This is not fair that Pastor Lynn said is finally called in, because I'm going to be going to sleep right now, and I'm very tired, and I want to go to sleep. Well, okay, I'll let Lynn said. See, because 10 minutes turns into a half an hour with this guy. Anyway, all right, we'll have him on. Hello, Pastor Lindstedt.
Yeah, well, I usually, you know, well, it's better than Pope Marty, I guess. Yeah, I'll sell for Mr. Lindstedt. Anyway,
hey, but let me ask you, were guest number six.
Why the hell are you walking your guest?
Because of what happened to your show, I don't want it to happen to my show.
Well, then what you do is you go ahead, you go ahead and click block the guest. If it gets real bad,
I blocked all the guests.
Then what
already.
You do is that
I don't want anybody
in control
in there and start
of
spamming the show like the way they spammed your show, and then they all of a sudden they took it over like that. I don't want that to happen to my show.
It wasn't the quote guests who did that shit. It was people called in here. If Nimbusters called in, like, you know, Chat Newcomb and the rest here. What I end up having to do is just simply block the entire thing and then unblock it. And then you still have these cards. And, after they got tired of that shit, they went ahead and, you know, quit after a while.
Have you fixed the settings on your show where people are not going to be able to just call in and speak automatically?
Well, I did go ahead and I went in after what? What happens is I was pretty sure it's unknown fucktard who was dicking around with it, and I went ahead and looked at it in WavePad, and when one of the tards was pretending to be a what 9-year-old nigger from Atlanta, essentially if you go ahead and look at the wave, sine waves on the thing, it goes ahead and shows that it was pretty well truncated above the baseline. It wasn't a total sine wave. So, essentially, you know, it came in, an unknown fucktard got a little bit impatient here, and he put in dog sounds here, and then when he got named, he went ahead and called in. So, pretty well,
because I decoded it a bit, and I want you to hear it, because you didn't hear it before. So, here's a little bit of it.
And I'd like to take a minute to write this. Just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel Air. In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground where I spend most of my days chilling out, napping, relaxing, all cooling, all shooting some b-ball outside of the school when a couple of guys there up do no good. Started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared and I said, you're moving to your auntie and uncle in Bel Air. I was a poor cat, and when it came near, the license plate said fresh, and I had a Dyson mirror.
So there you have it. I don't know. It really doesn't sound like UF to me.
Well, essentially, what happens is it sounds like UF here. Looking back, I was pretty sure it was UF here. And, you know, because I've listened to his voice here before, you know. And what happens is he's just like another tard when you catch him here. What happens, you immediately got to go ahead and call in and introduce himself as UF in order to go ahead and claim, no, it wasn't me, no, it wasn't me, no, it wasn't me. But anyway, looking back on it, you know, I mean, you know, it's not like I've seen, you know, haven't seen TARDs before, and ain't like I ain't seen trolls before. Hell, I do a bunch of it. What I do is I got three laptops, and essentially the Toshiba number one is the oldest. Its hard drive is almost full. It's, you know, pretty well, real slow. The Toshiba number two is real, real, real fast. And the Compaq number one is, well, it's pretty fast. So what happens is that I went ahead and logged on about a few minutes to 6 o'clock as guest number six, and I seen that all the guests were blocked. Well, hey, no big deal. I mean, essentially, your show isn't the main one. I mean, you know, pretty well, I'm saving the chat in case that I see something that's useful. But pretty well, what I do, mainly my main spamming computer is Toshiba number two because it's very quick. You know, it only got, about a third of the hard drive. I went ahead, nuked it recently. You know, to go ahead and get essentially what's a brand new computer out of the box. The the keyboard isn't wore out, all the other good stuff. And essentially, most of the time, what was going on is that Legal Man John's, Legal Man 2012 John's, has pretty well gone altogether to think here, and he's betraying old Commander McBragg, or Steve Elder, who went ahead and, told him how to cure his, try to go ahead and cure his Crohn's. So essentially, Steve Elder is on, is pretty well being, outed here. Somebody had a picture of Steve Elder, and I don't think it's the real one. But essentially, what happens is that you have Fink going ahead and getting involved. So Fink's going to be putting it on his John 844 site. And essentially, what between me and Fink, going against, Steve Elder, essentially Steve Elder is pretty well just beat up because he got a beaner wife named Hilda Serpius, and pretty well we know his address. And essentially these blowhards, well, once you go ahead and know their name and you know where they live, essentially they turn out a whole lot nicer, just like Brian Rio did. I mean, a couple weeks before he got outed as Brian Rio, he was threatening to go ahead and shove a spear up some 86-year-old elderly woman in a wheelchair's head. You know what I mean? He was really acting like a total ass clown. Well, essentially, once you get to know, who you're talking to and where they live, essentially they turn a whole lot nicer. Now, the thing about it is that, what happens is that Toshiba number one, which is set to the Dick Reltney, essentially, it's the one that I don't log off. I mean, I go ahead and keep the Dick Reltney thing, and usually I go ahead and then use the Chrome, because the Chrome's quicker than the other stuff. So essentially, I have all four computers running, but tonight I haven't even bothered listening to Finkelschitty. You know what I mean? Oh. Pretty well, it's all been trolling, Eli James here. And essentially, Eli relies upon guests in order to go ahead and bring in new characters, not the same old Mamsers who know he's a Jew. So what he does is that he, old McBragg goes in and whines like a pussy. And he was pretty scared tonight, old McBragg was. I'm not scared, he went ahead and refused to answer, Troublemaker Russ Walker's question. Do you have a Hispanic wife? He refused to answer that question. You know what I mean? So essentially tonight I've been mainly concentrated on screwing with Steve Elder, McBragg, whatever, and pretty soon he's going to be kicked out of Covington's Northwest Front because Covington can't be seen having a Jew. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
especially,
what's funny is that what I'm looking for, and the reason I go ahead and do the trolling, is essentially I'm looking for the mother lode where Steve Elder allegedly said about 3-4 months ago that if he ends up getting outed and somebody goes ahead and gets his beaner wife kicked out of her government job, he's going to go ahead and go postal. That would be the freaking mother lode. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What would you do
that
with that information? What would you do with that information?
Well, essentially what happens, Eli James is pretty well, he's the most dangerous because he's been around since he claims late 1979. Wickstrom claims different. And essentially what he's doing, he's going along with Anglo Basil Truett, Mo Gullett, pretending to be a Christian identity pastor, but he's been kicked out of the Klan since August 2010. Essentially, Eli James and the rest here, they're getting outed. Essentially outed as Jews and Mamsers. Old Steve Elder, I mean, shoot. Once you know his name, once you know his real address, once you know pretty well everything about him, he can't pretend to be an Aryan if essentially what he is, he's a part Jew who's bleeding out the asshole from Jew ass cancer or Jew, Crohn's. He has a beaner wife who works for the government. And essentially, Covington can't go ahead and afford to keep him around. So the whole point is to go ahead and, there's no downside. There's no downside. I mean, Eli James is already tarred, and so is Fink, with essentially bringing in a dirty little Mamser like Brian Rio. essentially, if you go ahead and bring to where, hey, you got another little Jew, Mamzer, you know, who's race mixing or something like that, Steve Elder, Eli James won't have very much, you know, I mean, you know, Eli James will be ridiculed here. And what is interesting is that I think this was the actual legal man 2012 Johns. The other one who went ahead and outed his address had an underscore behind it. But old legal man came in with a picture from Flickr, essentially, and I don't think it's a real picture. I don't think it's a real picture at all. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because Steve Elder is, what, 54, and this wigger who has a beaner and he's going ahead and showing a multiracial front, you know, he looks like he's about, 15 years younger. I don't think it is, you know, McBragg. But what is interesting is that, from what I gather, Fink is either putting it up on John 844 site or is about to. You know what I mean?
Because well, what would you do? Like the one guy you said that you were waiting to see if he would go postal, like he would write this, if he would go postal if his wife lost his job. What would you do with that information?
Well, essentially, what I'd go ahead, I mean, I'm looking for the mother load. There's a rumor that, what, two, three months ago, McBragg threatened that he would go postal if his, you know, someone said, well, what if Fink or Linstead go ahead and reveal, you know, your real name, your real address, and your wife's name and address. In fact, she works for the government, and she here, you know, here's the state of Washington, a rather liberal government. Essentially, what happens is that, you know, see, McBragg is a Jew, and he goes ahead and he uses squaw wife, you know, pretty well as a hardworking squaw wife. Essentially, if she ends up losing her government job, I mean, McBragg won't have anything to live off. He's a hardcore unemployable. He's been unemployed for what, 3 years?
Right, but if you're on a chat room and you see this guy, he writes, if my beaner wife goes loses her job, I'm going to go postal. That's the mother load for you. What do you do with that information?
Well, essentially what happens, you go ahead and you hand it to Covington to have him look at it and say, look, you got somebody, you got a Jew with Jew ass cancer who's married to a beaner with a government job who said he's going to go postal. It's essentially, you know, essentially she loses her job, he's going to go postal. I mean, it's just sort of like going ahead, you know, Covington's scared shitless. That essentially he was going to go ahead. You remember when screwed up Jew boy, Gerald Lochner, went ahead and scrambled that little Kikas, you know, Congress Kikas's brain, you know, and shot the federal judge? Covington was just pissing and shitting, scared that he was, you know, a little tard who had his Northwest Republic and that he'd be in trouble for it. You know what I mean? Remember when Timothy McVeigh, you know, supposedly blew up the Murrow Building and essentially here he had a copy of the Turner Diaries?
So this would be the evidence that you would take to Covington to get this guy kicked out?
Pretty well, you know, just pretty well. No. What happens is that the evidence already is going to where, hey, look, Covington says no Jews from Northwest. Well, guess what? Here's Steve Elder. He's a part, you know, he used to be claimed to be a proud Tubalcanite, you know, well, proud Pict. I went ahead and pointed out that a Pict is essentially a Tubalcanite, a non-flood Tubalcanite. I mean, essentially, he's descended from Cain. He's a Kenite that migrated and was not in the Great Flood because it was in the Tarim Basin. And essentially, the Picts were Jews, Jews.
But then if somebody goes and they says, I'm going to go postal about if such and such things happen, then you take that to Covington,
let's say somebody else,
maybe the authorities, maybe the police, perhaps?
No, I'm not going to take it to the police.
No.
You never talk to, you know, I mean, essentially, I'm not like Eli James and Brian Real. I don't go squealing to the, you know, pigs or the Secret Service. Now, they can
but
go
then
ahead
why,
and look.
Why would you call this guy who writes, I'm going to go postal, why would you call I'm going to go postal the mother load? Why would that be the mother load?
It's the mother load because essentially you have somebody who's not altogether rational, who is part Jew, another Gerald Lee Lochner. If you're going ahead and leading, a white nationalist site, do you want a crazoid, hardcore, unemployable Jew boy with a beaner wife here who's just gone ahead and who's threatened to go postal? Would you want him on your membership rolls?
Right. But isn't it if the guy is just, if like the guy is saying, all right, no Jews, and then you've already proven the guy is a Jew, that's enough, don't you think?
Well, yeah, it's enough here. But essentially we didn't have an actual, what happens, I had a name about what, 4 months ago or so. I mean, essentially, you know, Christian identity, above ground Christian, dual feet line Christian identity, is just wall-to-wall Jews and Mamzers. You know, Fink, Eli James, Dan Johns. I mean, heck, you know, and Dan Johns was known to be a Jersey, you know, a New Jersey Jew back in 2004 when August Kleist and Bradley Jenkins wanted to beat his ass here, you know, at a Klan meeting.
Right.
And essentially, Eli James went ahead and saved him from the ass beating. And essentially, old Dan Johns still don't like Morris Gillette here because Bradley Jenkins used to be his buddy, even though August Kleist was his rival. And I've already talked about August Kleist here. Essentially, you know, the above ground dual seed like Christian identity, you know, movement is just wall to wall Mamzers and Jews. And that's why, you know, that's why during the last couple months I've gone ahead and got real live Israelites, be they Keith Southworth and be they Logan Hunter. And Logan, you know, Logan has some rather zany ideas, like Angela Merkel is Adolf Hitler's half Jew love child here, or something like that here. And you know, I don't believe that myself here, but you know, essentially, you know, I do like Logan, although he's sometimes, you know, a little bit, you know, well, every time she calls up, Roxy goes ahead, she answers the house phone, Roxy goes ahead and wiggles her finger around her head, points at the phone here before she gives it to me here. But anyway, Roxy don't really hate him, but Roxy thinks he's sort of nuts. She's sort of nuts here. But in any case, the thing about it is that, you know, here he is. He's, you know, essentially he's a Jew. He got a Jew genetic disease, and essentially he has a, you know, I mean, what happens? Russ got blocked here for essentially. You know, say, well, is it true? And, you know, Steve Elder would not go ahead and answer. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So I'm pretty sure we got his name, we got his address, we got his wife's name, you know. And, you know, pretty well, once you end up having just a little bit of information like that, essentially the rest of it's going to go ahead and come out. But essentially what happens is that, you know, if you go ahead and listen to, you know, Thursday's talk show show, essentially, this stuff, you know, this stuff is coming out here, and essentially, I think that Covington, you know, Covington will have no choice but to go ahead and get rid of Steve Elder. And essentially, if you end up having Steve Elder, he's a Jew with, you know, being her wife, he's affiliated with Eli James. Eli James is blocking people at Steve Elder's request. Essentially, you have Jews going ahead and sponsoring other Jews to pretend to be Aryans while they're screaming and howling about Jews. Okay? Anyway, you're asking me why I didn't go ahead and do it. I mean, I've already explained to you. I got, what, 4 computers running, and essentially, I meant to go ahead around 6 or 7, I meant to go ahead and log in as Dick Roltney and tell you I unlocked F number 6. But
right,
you know, it doesn't really matter, you know, because, you know, I mean, you know, I sort of think it's stupid. You know, it's not really the guests who cause the trouble.
Uh-huh.
What it is it's these characters with, like, Dick Reaver or Washington T.I., you know, Com or whatever. Chat.
Because I had the one guy, Frank, he was a different spelling, Frankenwigger.
Yeah, it's Frankenwigger. Franken, W-I-G-G-E-R.
Yeah, with 3 G's.
You don't have as much to worry about because essentially most of the almost all the spammers are nimbusters. You know what I mean?
I troll. Okay.
I don't spam. And, you know, I troll. I don't spam. You know what I mean? And generally what it boils down to is that essentially I heckle. And pretty well Dan Johns, I mean, it's gotten to where, you know, if you pretend to be a nigger, they'll let you on, you know, for, you know, pretty well forever. But if there's even just the slightest bit of slyness here, why they assume it's me, and essentially they go ahead and block these people. Man, what's sort of funny, though, is that several times they'll claim it's me, and essentially I was tired or I pretty well missed the show. And essentially, you have a lot of people who are trolling, pretending to be me, or pretend to be John Britton, essentially trolling the crap out of their chat room when essentially I'm, too tired or too busy to mess with it. Okay? But, Saturday night is is about the worst night, because essentially you have three shows, Finkelstein's, Eliar's, and yours. And essentially what I do is I log on, usually using the contact number one, when you go ahead and show up a full hour before the rest of them do. Okay? Then what happens is that usually I'm ready to go ahead and troll. I go ahead and log on, usually as Dick Reltney, to the Finkelstein show, let them know that I'm watching so that they'll go ahead and be good and paranoid. And then on Toshiba number two, I'm trolling the crap out of Eliar's. And then if I want to go ahead and, Eliar's got a little bit leery, because he relies on guests to get more of an audience. So what he does is he goes ahead and blocks all the guests. He's screwed. You know what I mean?
Right.
Wednesday night, essentially there's only one show. I end up having four guests here out of about eight of them. And essentially as the night went on, he went ahead, and I went ahead and used the higher number guests to troll first. Then,
wow.
And usually I have something on, I usually have a news tag called trolling. And essentially the meanest thing I can do, it's 150 characters or less, I go ahead and post something mean, and then I go ahead and pick up the next one and go ahead and get two trolls in, and then I go ahead and click off before I can be blocked. It stays up there. Okay? So essentially, I got trolling down to a fine art, but I don't spam. I do troll. And essentially, here are these characters. They're Jews. And they're screaming about Jews, Mamzers. Don't let anybody within the congregation who's not white. And here's Bill Fink. Here's Bill Fink going ahead, essentially letting a shit-colored Mamzer like Brian Rio in. You know what I mean? And pretty well, the thing about it is that somebody wanted to finish off Commander McBragg, and essentially I didn't want him to finish off Commander McBragg. But he's determined to finish off Commander McBragg, so what I'm doing is essentially I'm the one who's trying to finish off Commander McBragg out of Covington. Covington doesn't need a Jew Mamzer who's bleeding out the ass with a beaner wife here who might or might not go ahead and go postal. Essentially, she ends up losing her job. I mean, the thing about it is that pretty well the people are not outing McBragg here, but if he ends up getting outed, I mean, once this thing continues here, what's so important is that old legal man, 2012 Johns, went ahead and essentially is getting Fink interest, and Fink will go ahead. Fink hates McBragg. So Fink will go ahead. He's going to go ahead and pile in on Eli, too. And essentially, once he goes ahead and gets to Fink, essentially McBragg is pretty well just a liability. And I'm not sure whether Eli James will go ahead and keep him on. I mean, it's going to look sort of stupid because Eli James is deemed a Jew. To have another Jew or two, like Dan Johns and Steve Elder, I mean, essentially, you might as well just go ahead and give it up. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
It is
an art form. You've got it down to an art form, to say the least.
Oh yeah. That is why as guest number six, I don't think there's what happens is when you go ahead, just like anybody else, you go ahead and you limit your audience. James sometimes wants to do. You go ahead and you limit your audience. Essentially, your audience is going to be...
I noticed that this week that the show had fewer guests, fewer listeners, because I did block the guests like that. So, so I'll just have to.
Well,
you know, I'll just.
It's called the cop
I'll have
strategy.
To take that
what you do? What you do is you go ahead, and about every 5 minutes, you go ahead and see if these guests are well behaved. You know, see, guest number six has been in ever since 6 o'clock. And every time you see a well-behaved guest here, then you see one who goes ahead and acts up, what you do is you go ahead and mute everybody after that particular guest here. And if someone says, well, I'm about to go ahead and, you know, I'm about to go ahead and lose it, you go ahead, then you unmute them, you know, when you have control of your chat room. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
So,
yes.
See, compact number one is a pretty stable computer. That's why I go ahead and use it to save the long-term chat. You know, now it has a chiclet keyboard, and it's really shitty for trolling because you can't type real quick using that damn, you know, shitty chiclet keyboard. So essentially, what happens is compact number one is essentially the storage. You know, the chat storage room. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know,
and now,
and
you called me a New York Jew yesterday?
Yeah, I've called you a Jew every fucking day. What do you mean? Why are you worried about yesterday?
I'm calling you. Where's the chicken coop going on there? What's going on with the chicken coop?
Well, the chicken coop is not, you know, the chicken coop got, you know, essentially, you know, the bitch had her, you know, soon-to-be ex-husband, had her daddy, and had her Uncle Floyd tear the thing down here. This Tuesday there was no meeting here.
What happened to the chickens?
There was no chickens in that chicken coop at the time. The bitch, you know, the bitch kept on threatening to go ahead and pull it down. And essentially what happens is I'd move the chickens from outside that chicken coop, outside this old house across the street, to another little shitty building, you know, which was just behind my main house here. Essentially, right now, this city council critter is suing the city of Granby because essentially he asked for a special deal from the Granby city workers, and I guess they didn't do a good enough job, so he didn't pay them $500-some. Now he's suing the city of Granby for $3,000. Essentially, this is the way these crooked bastards work here. Essentially, they use the city. And they use city workers as their own private little labor force. You know what I mean? And that's why they're gonna lose any lawsuit, because essentially it's not a matter of health and welfare. It's a matter essentially of TARS believing that they get to go ahead and use city money and city property to go ahead and do whatever the hell they want to do here, and then go after, you know, essentially you can't put a trailer house if you're a poor person, but hey, if you're one of our relatives, you get to go ahead and put whatever else you win and, you know, go ahead and tear down these old buildings that were already there and you knew were there whenever the hell you want to. And, you know, I mean, when this happened here, it was in March and April of 2005, and I was going to go ahead and send, you know, that bitch, her ex-husband, and the rest here, because, you know, supposedly it's a felony property destruction. The property is worth over $750. Well, I valued that chicken house at $2,000, so I was going to go ahead and send. I was going to go ahead and send Roxy's two brothers, you know, the soon-to-be ex-husband, the bitch, to prison. You know what I mean? Now, they wouldn't get prison for the first offense, but they'd become felons. You know what I mean? And they'd have to pay the $2,000. And that's what I went ahead and demanded at the city council. I demanded that bitch pay me $2,000 for my chicken house. I demanded that the city clerk hall, you know, city hall clerk pay $2,000. I demand $10,000 for, you know, $2,000 for four city council critters and five, you know, $2,000 for the mayor. And essentially, I demanded they go ahead and overturn all these laws they passed if they don't apply equally. And then I demand their resignation. Well, I didn't get any of that. You know what I mean? But,
yeah.
You know,
but now, how many, you own a number of trailers, right?
No, I don't own any trailers. I mean, most of them are actually stone buildings.
Okay. And,
most
but they,
them,
how much renovation do they need?
Huh?
How much renovation do they need?
Don't need any renovation. You know, mainly they're just hollow old shells here. Did you ever see this thing, you know, Earth Without People? It sort of looks like Chernobyl after 25 years. I mean, essentially, you know, once the roof is rotted out, you know, out of the house here, I mean, essentially the rain goes in and falls in here. Essentially, if there's stone walls, them stone walls could last 200 years. But the whole yap about it, the whole claim about it is that they're not, you know, they're not healthy. Well, that's bullshit. Essentially, all it is just, you know, pretty well just stone walls. That's all it is. You know what I mean?
And they don't have any...
It's not hurting anybody. Huh?
Yeah, there's no roof. There are no floors. There's no wiring for electricity or anything inside.
Well, I don't know about it. There probably isn't any wiring for electricity. I mean, shoot. You know, that's one thing I'm going to say is that, hell, you know, most of your relatives are a bunch of thieves anyway. Hell, you can't even maintain. Used to go ahead and throw old air conditioners and shit like that here, old freezers or something like that here outside. Nowadays, I mean, shoot, there ain't a week goes by that some tard wants to go ahead and offer to take this old car or freezer or air conditioner or whatever off my hands for free. You know what I mean? You dumbass. I mean, hell, it got copper wire. I mean, there's whole houses. It was on 60 Minutes about bank foreclosed houses to where essentially once the bank forecloses on it, they keep it at the same thing here, and then immediately all these thieves come in, they strip off the aluminum or vinyl siding, and they strip out every single freaking wire that there is. Now, it ain't so bad in Granby yet, but it's pretty bad all across the rest of this country. And if
so
anybody,
why don't you fix these homes up, and then you can rent them out?
We tried that in the 90s.
You make a lot of money.
Oh, let me tell you how that works out here. Essentially, I went ahead and tried to rent out, you know, just go ahead and pay for the taxes, you know, and be nice to, poor Grandy Anglo Mestizos. Rent it out for $100 a month, which was not much even back in the mid-90s. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And essentially what happens is that most of these people, rather than paying the $100 a month, would rather go ahead and spend it on meth or nigger weed or whatever. Everything except for paying stuff here. And essentially, they would go ahead, then you'd have the Newton County pigs come in and break down doors and all this sort of shit here, you know, looking for their drugs. And then you'd have to worry about asset forfeiture, although I didn't have too much worry about that. And you'd also have to, one of these worthless bastards not only didn't pay 3 months' rent, when they left, they stole the doorknob. You know what I mean? This was the worthless Patricks of, their name was Patrick here. They're a bunch of worthless Anglo-Mestizo hybrid niggers. So, let me just tell you, I sort of got tired of renting to Wigger and Anglo Mestizo trash around here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
$100 a month ain't a whole awful lot.
So you have like four buildings? How many buildings do you
four
have?
Four or five.
Do you also own the lots that they are on?
Well, the thing about it is I actually don't own them. I went ahead and loaned them out to my, I pretty well gave them to my nieces and nephews, and they're scattered all over the place. And pretty well, the law requires that they get in touch with these people. You know what I mean?
I see.
Now, I told my worthless brother, he's trying to go ahead and tell him, you don't want to screw with Martin. Martin will sue your ass, and he'll take you to court, and essentially, you're going to go ahead and spend a couple $100,000 in money, you know, on that. And essentially, that's what happened in the 90s. Essentially, I had three federal lawsuits going against the city of Granby. I mean, lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit, all boiling down from August 9th, 1994, what I call pig lice and council critter riot. I got assaulted by a council critter. I went ahead and punched him back, and then pretty well I got dogpiled by about five, council critters and pigs here. Now, some of the Newton County Reserve pig lice here were council critters.
When did that happen?
Hmm?
When did that happen?
August 9th, 1994.
Uh-huh.
And then what happens, what was funny was the next week, here's John Ashcroft. He wants to, you know, claim that he was running for the United States Senate. He'd been turfed out, second term limited out as governor. He came back here, and essentially I went ahead and asked him a bunch of heckling questions here. And, you know, one of the chief of the Granby Pig Lice Board went ahead and whispered in his ear about the council critter riot that had occurred, let me see, 6 days before, 5 days before. This was August 14th. And old John Ashcroft looked at me and said, "Well, I'm sure he's a nice guy." And I said, "You don't know me very well. I'm not a Boy Scout, and I'm not a nice guy."
That sounds a little bit like Secret Service would get involved or something.
Why would Secret Service get involved with a pig lice and council critter riot, you know, in Granby? I remember one time...
John Ashcroft.
He was running for U.S. Senator for his first term and only term. He ended up losing to this dead guy, you know, named Minstrel Show, Mel Hancock. And I sort of helped cause trouble for that too here. But anyway, I'm a lot of people don't like me, but anyway, it was anyway, I remember one time I took a break from going down there, and McCamishes, who they're big and strong because they're Jack the Leg McCanks. This was in the '90s. The father, the mother, and the kid got into a big old riot with the council critters and pigs here. I mean, there was another big fist fight. I mean, and hell, this was an epic riot. And I heard about it, and I went ahead and went over there and said, "Damn it, why did you have a pig lice and council critter riot without me? I go on time here, and we have an epic pig lice, I used to call it pig lice and council critter riot. You had an epic pig lice and council critter riot without me here. Next time you decide to go ahead and run amok here, you notify me first so I can go ahead, you know, well, help you out." But that was in the 90s. Huh? Say what?
No, it's very funny. It's very funny. I'm just looking at the chat room. They're saying that you can rent 100 rooms. Oh, okay. Oh, they're showing a picture or something like this. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I went ahead and took a picture the other day of, you know, I took a picture from what I call the asparagus patch laundry of the Hubble. You know what I mean?
The asparagus patch?
Yeah, I call it the asparagus patch laundry.
Okay.
What happens is the dryer heater element, you know, is burnt out on it here. So for the past 6 months here, what I do is I go ahead and use a solar dryer. I.e., what I do is that I go ahead and I put some nichrome wire between the fence posts, and I go ahead and hang the laundry out across the street here. So I call it the asparagus patch laundry. Get it?
Yeah, now I get it. Yeah.
Okay. So anyway.
Marty, I've got to go because it's
Eddie's on the Marty. And I'll just go ahead and say hail victory, and you have a good one then, I guess, here. And looks like Eli James quit here, and Joe Pennsylvania is still there. So I want to go ahead and, you know, gloat about, you know, Steve Elder getting out of it. So I'll go ahead and say hail victory, and Yahweh bless. Good night. Okay.
Have a good night.
Bye.
All right, and that was Pastor Lindstedt, ladies and gentlemen, and this is the news guy at Extended Remix just now, and what happened with the sound here? What happened with my sound? Oh, there we go. Anyway, okay, and well, look, the chat room lit up again. Well, anyway, I'm going to be going to bed because I'm very tired. I was going to go to bed before, but now I'm very tired again. So, all right, ladies and gentlemen, I will speak to you next week, but hold on, wait a minute. Let me get the outro. I have to redo my outro also. So let me see here. Outro. All right, guys. Until next week. Shamst Anastaviku. And bye-bye.
Folks, you always hear right wing and left. I want to tell you, the opposite of right isn't left. The opposite of right is wrong.
I nurse you. Be gone.
White men clad in black are we, hi-yi-oh-ho, and we'll stamp out the tyranny, hi-yi-oh-ho. White men go, revolt-ho, our Mississippi roots let the red cock grow. White men go, civil war-ho, on the courthouse logs, let red blood flow. When Adam delved and Eve defend, Kyrie-lay-i, oh, who was then the ruling man? Kyrie-lay-i. White men go, revolt-ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war-ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. For white men their rifles shoot, the Jews are laid low. On sogling necks we stomp our boots to stamp out gospel. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse logs let red blood flow. The regime must only love his greed, hi-yi-oh-ho. The love of God our only need, hi-yi-oh-ho. White men go, revolt-ho, on the city roof let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war-ho, on the courthouse lawns let red blood flow. We'll conquer for our cause is right, hi-yi-oh-ho. Our sons won't have to go and fight, hi-yi-oh-ho. White men go, revolt-ho, on the city roof let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war-ho, on the courthouse lawns let red blood flow.